Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We got Randy Mueller, former NFL Executive of the Year, joining us at the bottom of the hour. And we are brought to you by Discover. And look, if you're a value customer, it's simple. You deserve gestures of appreciation from your credit card company. Period. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back that you've earned at the end of your first year, folks. Discover, it's exceptionally common sense. You can learn more at discover.com/match. Discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. And Rob, I'm about to turn the game on. You mentioned it in your Shekel City. The Lakers are at Houston, and they have a starting lineup that is intriguing. Rob G, give me the starting five.
No. Wait a minute. Let me just say, is Westbrook not starting?
No, he's starting. Oh, okay. They didn't go that far. They don't have that much guts.
I was wow.
Go ahead, Rob G. Well, what's the starting five?
Rob, I don't know where you got the line at, but this might change things a little bit, okay? Starting at one guard, Russell Westbrook. Starting at the other guard, Malik Monk. Starting at small forward, Avery Bradley.
What?
Starting power forward, Stanley Johnson, who joined the team like 2 days ago.
I know
But you know what?
He defends.
Yeah, that's right.
But you know what? Rob G knows this. If you watch the post game show and after his first game, they lost to the Nets and they were ranting and raving about Stanley Johnson.
That's right.
Yep.
Am I right, Rob G?
Because he defended.
He tries on defense.
Exactly. He got energy.
Last but not least, your new starting center for the Los Angeles Lakers,
LeBron James.
LeBron James.
Wow. You know what? Look, I'm going to say this. I'm going to give props to LeBron for doing this. And I get it. You're not banging against Patrick Ewing. You're not guarding Shaq.
There's no Mutombo.
You're not facing. Right. Exactly. You know, it's a different era. But still, LeBron has, you know, been tentative, for lack of a better word, about, you know, just playing inside through his career. You know, he's never developed. He's got a decent post game, but never really what he could have done, right? Right. I mean, he could have just
right.
been destroying
with his strength and everything. Oh, yeah. Right. He could have right. done some damage in the paint
Absolutely.
If he really wanted to. I
Absolutely.
Mean, let's just face it.
He's never really, you know, people always say LeBron could guard all five positions, but he doesn't. I mean, he's never really wanted to guard the big center.
But
you
is
know,
this a gimmick, Chris? Is this just a gimmick?
No, I give him.
This?
That's what I'm saying. I'm giving LeBron credit. Like,
no, but I mean, are they serious about
no,
this, or this is just one
yeah.
day just to
well,
shake it up?
I don't know that
five
this. Yeah, I mean, I don't think this will continue. Remember, AD will be back. At the very least, AD would be the center, and LeBron right. maybe a power forward. But I look, Rob, today's NBA. LeBron can play center in today's NBA.
There aren't any big guys out there. Right.
Right. I mean, it's, and then even if a guy is bigger than, like, let's say he's facing a seven-footer, there's only a handful of seven-footers that are actually going to exploit him inside.
Right.
I mean, even if he faces Joel Embiid, Embiid's shooting a lot of jumpers. I mean, he's outside, you know, at the three-point line handling. He's got a great mid-range
if I
jumper.
I saw LeBron so, there and the mouse is in the house and I'm on Embiid, I'd have to go a little closer to the basket.
You would
I get
think,
what you're saying.
I would hope, but you know right. what I'm saying? Yeah, so I look, we'll see how it works out. I mean, he's played a lot of center in the last few games and done well there. So, you know, I give him credit, though, Rob, because you notice a lot of guys don't want to move out of their comfort zone. And he, you know, if anybody can say, look, I'm playing point guard or I'm playing three right. or whatever, it's him. So I give him credit for being, you know, being willing to try to make a change to see if it can work out for him. Now, I think we got sound to this, Rob, some sound that really made the rounds over the last couple days. Russell
right,
Westbrook.
Because Westbrook walked out on the media, Chris, on Christmas night.
Right. After
that,
going 4-for-20.
Yep. 4-for-20, 0-for-10 in the second half, the rim block, the dunk. You remember late
and
that
I'm
game?
And I'm going to give him this. Now, look, I get it. I'm going to give him this on the when getting hung on the rim, right? And it wasn't like it was a heavy contest, but Nick Claxton was there. It wasn't like he was just wide open and didn't get up high enough and got hung on the rim. I mean, he had to kind of account for Nicholas Claxton being there at the rim and contesting to some degree. Again, it wasn't like the way LeBron contested Claxton, right?
You know
when he
what?
Got dunked.
Right. Oh, yeah. He got,
but
he
I'm
got
just
a facial.
Saying,
LeBron got
oh, yeah,
a
he
facial.
He got a major facial. But you know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't – he shouldn't have got hung up. All right,
Chris,
I get that.
And I got to say this, but, too. I'm watching Claxton last night with I went to that Nets-Clippers game and I like the way they use Claxton with just lobbing the ball up at him. Man, he gets
a
lot of
player.
Dunks. He is. I like yep. him as a player. He's not out there shooting perimeter shots. They're lobbing the
right.
ball up to him at the rim, which they should. And they're getting a lot of dunks and easy baskets. I love it. I love
he's
that.
He's not obviously as good as Jared Allen. But you see what Jared Allen might make the All-Star team for Cleveland this year. There's some similarities there. Again, Jared Allen is much better, playing tremendously, averaging like 17 and 10 or 11 for the Cavs. But there's some similarities. Long, athletic, like you said, not out there shooting jump shots, you know, but also not like just your typical, prototypical post center either, right? Don't have to run a lot of plays for him, but they'll get you some stuff at the rim and all that. So, yeah, I hear you on that with Claxton. But Russell Westbrook, who, Rob, let's face it, he has become, at least for now, because it's been on AD,
AD
and some
was
of the
getting
other players.
It.
Right, AD was getting killed. He's hurt, so he's not getting as much right now. But Westbrook is getting crushed.
Yep.
I mean, I just think, because we were Kevin Wilds on First Things First, we were talking about it. He actually thinks if this season doesn't improve and it just goes badly, he thinks this could hurt Westbrook's legacy. Mm. I'm not there. I think he's done too much.
He's later
in his career.
Stuff that nobody else has
right,
done.
Right.
So that's what he'll survive it even if this goes south. But people in L.A. and him being from this from L.A. will hurt. You know, like just the way people look at him, because then it will be Chris three stops in the last 3 years, right? And no success.
Yeah, I mean and it's interesting because remember he was the guy that was loyal to the soil. Kevin Durant left Oklahoma City. Westbrook could have easily been like, yo, I'm out of here. I mean, look, the dude's from L.A. He's living in Oklahoma City. You know what I mean? You couldn't have blamed him for jetting, right? And he said, look, we're going to rebuild this thing around me. And this is kind of, you know, something for players to look at, although I guess he kind of had a hand in it. You know, it was a mutual thing. But he got traded from OKC to Houston. And then next thing you know, he's in Washington. And now he's in L.A., so which he's happy about. But, you know, you can get moved around. I mean, he never pictured himself hopping from franchise to franchise.
Three teams in 3 years? Right. Wasn't it three teams? Like, that's a lot. That's not for a superstar. You know what I mean? That's a lot.
I would say this, Rob, for Westbrook. Anybody that, to me, if this impacts your view of Westbrook, I don't know what you've been watching. Like, Rob, don't you think, like, to me, Westbrook's legacy, I've said it for years, is going to be the triple-double, period. And I look at Westbrook as an individual spectacle, an individual phenom. And he's going to be iconic. 30 years from now, people are going to be talking about this guy, Westbrook. He averaged 3 years of a triple-double. Like, it was incredible what he did. That's going to be his legacy. Even if he wins a ring, that'll enhance it, obviously. And it'll be better for him. You know, if they were to win the championship this year, that just takes him to a whole nother level. But he's still, Rob, Oscar Robertson's not really known for the championship he won with Lou Alcindor, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Right. We think of the triple-double with him. So, to me, Wes, that's his legacy. And I think most basketball people, Rob, I assume you're in this group, we've accepted he's not really going to win a ring. Certainly not as your lead dog. You know, it's hard. It's kind of hard to win with him the ultimate championship. But that doesn't mean he's not a great player and an icon and a Hall of Famer and all that. But I think most people have accepted that. So this shouldn't be, I mean, it's bad for them. But I don't know. I'm just not, like, shocked by this. We didn't think it would work out.
No. We first guessed it. This is not like after the fact or whatever. We questioned it from day one. And you remember LeBron? Remember he was mad at people who were critical of the team, Chris?
Right.
Remember that? Y'all keep the same energy when we later. Remember all that? That's because all the pushback from everywhere was, this doesn't look right. It doesn't look like it's going to work. There's no fit here. And so far, it's been a struggle. Are they going to be better? They're going to win some game. They're not going to give up 120 points every night. In the five-game losing streak, Chris, they're giving up 120 a night.
Yeah, I think one thing I think, Rob, and Westbrook talked, and we're not going to hear the sound because we're pushed for time, but he talked about how he's tired of hearing people tell him how to play, what they think he should do, how they think he should play. And Rob, I think he's a bit confused because he's like, people are telling me, Russ, be Russ. Play your game. Do your thing. And then when he does it, he gets criticized for it. And then you're hearing, well, you got to pass the ball more or whatever. So, Rob, I kind of fought the Lakers. Like, to me, maybe it's happened, but it certainly doesn't look or sound like it. But I think the coaching staff – or Frank Vogel, Fizdale, whoever, needs to sit down with Russ and tell him what they need from him. Because I think Russ is willing to do it, Rob. Like, he came into the season, you could see him deferring to LeBron and AD initially.
Early on, absolutely, right. Early on.
When he went to Houston, he was like, I'm off the ball. It's James' show, right? James Harden's show. So I think Russ is willing to do it. But when he hears you in the press conference, hey, Russ got to be Russ. We just tell him to play his game. I mean, that's just generic stuff.
Right.
No, you don't want Russ to play his game.
No, we need you to do this. Right. Is what we need you to from you, okay?
Yes.
You need to do this. You need to do that. We love if you would attack the rim. We would love if you could take care of the basketball. right? Seriously, right. like this. These right. are what we need.
We
to
need
do.
You to focus on defense. We know. Look, you've yes. been you've carried the load offensively,
but we
in
need
all these
you
to, places you've
you,
been.
You have energy. You right. can dig down, pull your sleeves up, Chris.
Yep,
and dig in. You're a younger guy of our older stars, and we need you. And your energy,
yep,
like
yep.
And your points will come. You know, your points right. will come, but that's not really what we need your main focus to be. And I think that's a hard conversation to have, but it's the right one.
Well, and I think the way you have it depends, you know, whether it ends up being hard or not. I mean, you can sit down with Russ. Look, we got LeBron, we got AD. We need you to get, you know, we want you to get your 20.
Throw that number out.
16 to 20 points. But we think you can get it this way. LeBron's obviously going to handle the ball a lot. But with your speed and athleticism, you can cut, you know, to the rim. You can, screen and roll. You're the roll guy. Or you can set screens and get backdoor cuts. Like, you moving without the ball, Russ, will be a nightmare for the opponent. Because nobody can match your athleticism. You know, things like that. Like, you can, but I don't think they've sat down and talked to him about that. At least it doesn't seem that way, because he seems confused about what his role is. And so we'll see. Look, I think they got to figure this out, Rob, because I don't, other than John Wall, who's already been traded for, I just don't see a trade out there that's happening. So they got to try to figure it out, and maybe the first step is playing LeBron at center. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. It's your turn to weigh in. What do you think about LeBron James playing center for the L.A. Lakers? And what do you think about Westbrook? Is he really, you know, does he deserve the lion's share of the blame for this lost Lakers season to this point? Your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door, because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends
to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, we're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And if you're a value customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. Really, you do. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back that you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Russell Westbrook deserved the lion's share of the blame for the Lakers' woes. And what do you think about LeBron at center? Your turn.
And there's a reason that Stanley Johnson is getting open looks. He's getting right. Shots.
And
are you watching?
Yeah, they're losing. I mean, it's early. But
it's only down.
LeBron starting center has hit 2 threes. So right. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That's the center today. So let's not make too much of it.
No.
It's not like he's battling in the post against Shaq.
No, not at all. But these Houston, they're not rolling over, so it's going to be a dogfight early on at least. Let's go to Jack in Dallas. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Jack?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How's it going, fellas?
Doing good,
man. How are you?
I'm doing good. Love the show. Glad to be talking with you guys.
Thank you. All right.
As far as Westbrook is concerned, it's literally one stat. It's the turnovers. You've got to slow him down. I mean, it kind of reminds me of Peyton Manning in Denver. As long as he didn't turn the ball over, they had the veterans and the right team around him to win games. And I think that's the symptom in L.A. If Westbrook can control the ball and reduce the turnovers by, what, 6 or 7 a game, I think they pull out a lot more wins than they have.
He's averaging four and a half turnovers.
It feels like more than it is. But
he's making them at bad times. There's no doubt. Like, sure. You can't have the late turnovers. But
no, those
he's
the
not even
that
leading the
you.
League. James Harden is leading the league.
Right,
sure.
Most of the guys who handle the ball the most going to have the most.
They make
turnovers.
The turn, right?
Right.
It's just the extremes. The games where he has the 7, 8, the 9, the 10. If those were cut down, they would win half those games, and that would be a big difference in their record right now.
No,
all right,
well,
Jack.
Appreciate you. If you're getting 8, 9 a game, and he has done that a few times,
right?
That's gonna kill you.
That's gonna be bad stuff. Solomon. In Lake Balboa, California, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, I'm good, guys. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Answer your question, and I got a couple questions for you. I wouldn't lay it too much on Westbrook. He is what he is. This is what LeBron and the Lakers wanted. You knew what you were getting, which leads me to my question. Is this more on LeBron? LeBron's been the de facto GM for this Laker team since he got here. This is his team. This has got his signature on it. If it ain't working out, where do you point the finger?
Well, here's what I'd say. Here's what, and stay on the line.
And Solomon, that's
fair. And I get, obviously, sure, LeBron fair. Has a lot of say.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, Rob Pelinka and Jeannie Buss, or, you know, Kurt Rambis, she's empowered, whoever. At the end of the day, they got to say. I mean, LeBron is the top player, obviously. But at the end of the day, Rob Pelinka's the GM. And LeBron's locked up under contract.
No, but it's not, Chris. I hear you.
If you were the GM,
LeBron is different.
If you were the GM, Rob, would you let LeBron James strong arm you?
Yes.
Especially when he's...
if I'm Rob Pelinka,
I wouldn't necessarily.
No, I'm just telling you, when you sign LeBron, you know what you're signing up for.
Pat Riley didn't do that. That's why he left.
Right.
Well, they got two rings, though.
No, but that's why he...
And four trips to the finals.
But that's why it didn't work a long term.
Well, partly.
Part
of him wanted to go back to Cleveland, too.
Well, I'm just saying, but my point is with Pelinka is, I mean, even... When they won the championship, he didn't even get executive of the year. Like people are like, you're not doing anything. Come on, let's not. Who are we kidding you? We know LeBron has a lot. Year 19, time is ticking, so they have to build around him and give him what he wants to try to win championship.
You don't. I mean, if you got the job, you got the title, then do the job.
I agree, but they don't work like that.
If he's a free agent, right? He ain't a free agent. He ain't going nowhere. And so that's all I'm saying. I get it. Obviously, LeBron's got juice, but come on, man.
Let's squeeze one more in. Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Dre?
What's going on? Thanks for taking the call. Yeah, it's true. Russell Westbrook is loyal to the soil, a futile soil that does not produce wins. Okay? He's a stat guy. He's been a, you know, and that's, so the triple-double, so on and forth, but I can't have him in the same sentence as Oscar Robertson because Oscar Robertson was a winner. Okay, he broke through and got
Let's keep it real. Oscar Robertson won, and I'm not saying Russ is as good as Oscar Robertson. He's not. But Oscar Robertson won a championship with Kareem, and that was it.
And he played on bad teams in Cincinnati. Those teams were bad.
I mean, they had a couple nice, decent little runs. You know, the playoffs were shorter then.
But for the most part, Oscar wasn't winning.
Yeah. Before he got to Kareem.
All right, Dre.
So, yeah. All right. We got Randy Mueller coming up next. But first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Brought to you by AutoZone, which has the free services that you need to help get you back on the road, such as their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. Now, they're everywhere, 5,600 locations nationally, and they're here to help you save time and money. Both of those are critical, and they help you save them both with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions do apply, so get in the zone, AutoZone. All right, Randy Mueller, former NFL Executive of the Year, now a Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst, joins us weekly. Randy, how are you?
Hey, Randy.
Doing great, guys. Happy New Year to you.
Yes. You too. Good to have you. I don't know. I mean, you obviously heard the news about John Madden. Did you ever have any personal interactions with John? And if so or if not, what are your recollections of him?
Well, I met him a couple times. Obviously, the reputation precedes anything I could say. It's all true. I mean, what an ambassador for the game at a lot of levels. But I would say this, growing up in the NFL like I did, as an adult, when the Madden Cruiser pulled up in front of your facility for a game, like on a Friday afternoon or a Thursday night, it was awesome. And that meant something. That meant it was a big game, right?
Right.
As you know, he didn't fly anywhere, and he brought that bus everywhere. And it was a cool feeling as a young kid or anybody, and I would assume, when that bus pulled up in front of your office, it was lights on, time to go.
And Randy, everybody knows the same thing, broadcaster, him and Pat Summerall on CBS, him and Al Michaels on NBC, and him and Summerall were on Fox together. And I think he did ABC's, right, some football. He did every network. But I was going to say, he was a hell of a football coach with the Raiders in the 70s. 8 out of 10 years they made the playoffs. He won a Super Bowl. A lot of people don't know him as a coach.
Yeah, it happened so young in his life, right? I mean, he was in his 30s, I believe, when he coached the Raiders to their first Super Bowl. And I was lucky enough to have spent some years with Tom Flores in Seattle, and we didn't win a lot of games, but we did have a lot of great stories of Raider lore. And needless to say, John was a part of a lot of those stories. Again, as a young kid, I just had to listen and had the honor to listen. And a lot of respect from anybody that crossed paths with him. I've been lucky enough to know John Robinson, as you guys probably know, as the former coach of the Rams, been around a long time.
Yep.
Most in the broadcasting business know that John Robinson really was the film guy behind the scenes for John Madden. I believe they either went to school together or they were childhood friends, but they go way back. And John Robinson used to share a lot of stories with me as well. And in what he used to do was prepare Madden for all these games, like I said, behind the scenes with film work. And just a great man, a great legacy that he left, one I think we should celebrate. And sure, it's sad, but it's what he's done for the game, like we said, at all levels. I'm not sure there's another person that's done it.
Right. Well, let's get to some of the current stuff as far as on the field, Randy. Carson Wentz does have COVID, unvaccinated, but there is a chance he could play Sunday with the new COVID protocols of 5 days
instead of 10 days. Right.
Now, there was a report that they might call Phillip Rivers. Does that make sense to you? To give Phillip Rivers a shot, or should they just go with the backup?
Well, it made sense for me to have a team reach out to him a month ago. I don't know about it at this point.
It's a play in like, a few days. Like, wow.
I would be a little nervous, and I kind of say this tongue in cheek, but not really. What would Carson Wentz say if Phillip Rivers walks through the door? You know, it's not like he's in the most secure place ever. That was an issue in Philadelphia. It seemed I don't think they want to mess with Carson Wentz's, you know, psyche at this point. This is a team that I think could be a tough out come playoff time. So,
and he's playing well. I agree with that. Yeah. That's a smart way of looking
at
it.
Do you think there are some, though, Randy, as great as they look, and I believe in them too. I think they're the second best team right now in the AFC behind Kansas City. Do you think Wentz, though, like some just don't trust Carson Wentz. Do you think he could be a problem for them and kind of blow it for them at some point in the playoffs?
On the field or off the field?
On the field.
Well, I'll be honest, he makes me nervous. There's no doubt about that. I mean, it's a wild carnival ride with him, and you just never know. We've seen it, right? We saw it this year a couple times. But he's had it under control. It's like that twitch that comes back. You know, you just never know when it's going to come back. And I think the good thing about them as a team is they have an identity now. And I think Carson knows that if he doesn't screw it up, they're going to have a chance to go far. So I think Frank Reich has been the perfect guy for him. I think he's figured him out, so to speak. And Carson has figured out, hey, I just got to do my job and we'll be okay. But I'll be honest with you, he makes me a little nervous. So I can appreciate the question.
Let me ask you about the Dolphins. First team in NFL history to lose 7 in a row and win 7 in a row in the same season. I'm still not buying the Dolphins. I think they're a dented can of tuna fish at the supermarket. I look at the 7 wins. I'm not that impressed. They beat a 9th-string quarterback yesterday. Where are you on the Dolphins and what they've done? I just look at who they've beaten. Other than Baltimore, it's a lot of bad teams.
I think they're a slightly above middle of the road team. I'm with you. I don't think they're a top up echelon team. I understand they've won 7 in a row. I'm with you. I do like their defense. I do like the identity they've created on defense. They're a bunch of blitz and fools now, and they put pressure on you. And it really wasn't fair the other night what they did to Ian Book, because that was the NFL's version of we'll take bad football over no football, right?
Right.
That was a bunch of neighbor kids, and no disrespect, but that was hard to watch. And I don't think we can put another feather in the Dolphins' cap for that win. Having said that, we'll see. They've got a couple tougher games coming up the next 2 weeks. I guess if they win those two games, they're justifying a playoff run, but I don't think they're a team that goes deep in the playoffs, and I think they're flawed for sure.
Randy, Dallas obviously just destroyed Washington. Have you seen enough, or maybe just from this weekend, to think that Dallas is like a legitimate contender to win that NFC championship? I know they're, you know, a good team. They're going to make the playoffs. They're going to be a tough out. But do you put them there with Tampa Bay and Green Bay as, you know, a team to beat in the NFC, or you think they're still maybe a notch below those two?
I think they're really good, Chris. I think they have the most talent on paper, and I've said that for months now. And it showed finally the other day what it can do when they get it all together. I do think they're a formidable opponent for Tampa or for Green Bay. Their defense is unbelievable, and Dan Quinn should be credited. But what he's doing with that group, who was an awful group last year, right. And I know they made a few changes, and they've added Parsons to the mix, but the fact that they can play at the speed they're playing, I mean, they dominated the Washington football team. I mean, dominated them. And that's not the measuring stick they're looking for, but it just showed me that this team is good on both sides of the ball. I think Tampa is, you know, on defense, still kind of searching their way. I even think Green Bay searches some weeks on defense. But if Dallas can play like they are, I think they're going to be for real and have a hard, make life hard on whoever, whether it's on the road or at home. I think they're a really good, balanced team.
And last thing, Tampa Bay, I know they've had some injuries and their offense. Brady now in the last two games, one touchdown, one interception. What's going on offensively? They won 32-9, but it wasn't a pretty offensive game for them. What's happening with Tampa Bay?
Well, I think they've hit on some injuries. I mean, people remember last year when they made their run, they had nobody hurt. They lost really zero games last year with guys injured, and that's not the realistic way of the NFL. And so they're dealing with some more things this year. They're dealing with guys out with COVID. They're dealing with suspensions. They're dealing with injuries. Godwin left the game last week at the end of the first quarter, so they're losing weapons for him. We saw what New Orleans did to him a couple weeks ago in that they can pressure and get after Brady. He's not the same with pressure in his face. So there's a lot of things that kind of give me pause with Tampa right now. So I'm not ready to anoint them as the heir apparent to going back to the Super Bowl, but we'll see. I think they can right the ship. I just think they're a weakened team because of all of their roster issues, and I'm not sure they can get it back these next couple weeks.
Randy, quickly, in like 10 seconds, who would be your favorite right now in the NFC?
I think Green Bay would, just because Aaron Rodgers. I think he's clearly the best player. But I think there's some teams like Dallas nipping at their heels.
All right, Randy Mueller.
Happy New Year, Randy.
Former NFL Executive of the Year. Yeah, Happy New Year, Randy. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys. Happy holidays.
All right. Yep, we'll see you. The Chiefs, Kansas City, hottest team in pro football. But is that enough to earn the top spot in Parker's power rankings? Probably not. He's biased.
Do they have the best record in the league?
But we'll get
I don't
to
think
it.
So. Do they?
Is it just a standings
no,
ranking?
I'm asking. Or is it actually? Do they have the best right. record in the league?
Okay. All right. So Green Bay's number one. But stay tuned.
No, we don't know
power
that.
Ranking.
You don't know that. Right, I'm next. Just asking.
I do know that.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it is the I Couple, and clearly, don't let the nickname fool you. Iowa Sam loves the nightlife, and he is on the ones and the twos.
What are you doing in the nightlife in Iowa?
You know what? I'm going to be honest, right? I had a heck of a nightlife as a high school kid in Iowa. I'm serious.
What were you drinking? Grain alcohol? What were you doing?
Beer? I shouldn't have been, but, you know.
You were drinking beer in high school? Chris, what were you doing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I was.
Iowa.
BC.
See?
BC.
All right. Yeah. All right.
All right. We are brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone has the free services you need to help you get back on the road, such as their free AutoZone Fix Finder. And we're also brought to you by Discover, which real credit card questions require real people, folks. Someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. All right, it's time, folks, for Parker's Power Rankings.
Can you increase your power?
Do you need the power?
Yeah.
Well, here it comes.
Power.
Can you feel the power?
It's Parker's Power Rankings.
All right, hold on to your bonnet, Chris, because this is unlike any other power ranking in the history of sports talk radio.
Wow.
Number
five. The Tennessee Titans at 10-5.
What?
They survived without Derrick Henry. They're still playing tough. They're going to be a tough out in the postseason. Do not poo-poo the Tennessee Titans. They could have folded a long time ago.
Number four.
The Buffalo Bills. Let them strut. Let them eat chicken wings all over Buffalo. You know what they sent the message to the New England Patriots and to the AFC? They're back, baby. Pour some barbecue sauce on their back. Poo-poo. The Buffalo Bills. Do not poo-poo them.
Number three.
Right. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 11-4.
Wow.
They got some issues.
You giving Brady a lot of love these last few weeks.
They got some issues, but I'm not poo-pooing them. They're 11-4.
the defending champ. They've had some issues, Chris, and they worked through it. It wasn't a pretty win, but they got the win, and they bounced back from that embarrassing 9-0 loss to the Saints.
Number two.
The Kansas City Chiefs, 11-4. They've turned their season around, and they are in the AFC alive and well and going to be a problem. I don't feel still like it's automatic for the Chiefs, but they've put themselves back in a position to make a serious run to the Super Bowl.
Number one.
The Green Bay Packers with the best record in the NFL at 12-3. And when you look at what they've done, it's not spectacular. Every week is consistent. Big wins. They get done. They make plays on defense. Chris, that's what I like the most about this Packers team.
In other words, they're scraping by? Is that what you mean to say?
No. They're making plays. It's called making plays. It's not about – you don't have to blow everybody out. You got to win the game. That's
can you blow
need to
somebody
do.
Out?
They don't need
I'm
to do that.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, they don't need to do that. Because blowing out bad teams like Dallas beating Washington and stuff like that, that doesn't mean anything.
That's
that
how you should treat bad teams.
No, but that doesn't tell you where you are. It's about going on the road and winning big games and big situations. So the Green Bay Packers, number one. I know you're going to have an issue with this because I left out some other NFC teams.
Well, I got an issue with Tennessee being in the top five. Now, if you tell me Derrick Henry will be back next week or definitely for the playoffs, then that's a different story.
But it's based off of now. It's based off
of
today at 10-5.
I don't think they're not the fifth best team in the league. There's no way. I like Indy better than them. I like the Rams better than them. And I like Dallas better than them. I think all of those guys deserve to be ahead of Tennessee. Buffalo... If you had them at five, maybe, and I get it, their ceiling is high. There's no doubt. Josh Allen is phenomenal. But, Rob, you know this.
Did you see that movie put on, Chris, and that fourth down play, which was huge?
Yep, that was big.
Dude, I mean.
That dude had him.
That was the game, Chris. Yep. That was the game if they had tackled him. And he did a little sidestep and jumped over the guy. I mean, I was really, really impressed on how good that was. And I got to say this,
player.
Chris, when the Bills, you know, I know their record, they lost some games they shouldn't have lost. They lost to Jacksonville. But the Bills are in the top three in both total offense and total defense, the only team in the NFL. They're going to be a problem in the AFC. I think people are poo-pooing them because their record is a little janky. But top three in offense, total offense, and total defense.
Yeah, but their run defense isn't that good. They're susceptible.
Yeah, but the only team in the NFL top three in both. That's right. Poo-poo.
That's fine. But, I mean, look, they're good. They're just very inconsistent. And the Patriots was only the second
team. Everybody was talking about
year.
The Patriots just the other 2 weeks ago, and now that flame went out. Nobody's even talking about them. It's about how you're playing as you go into the playoffs.
The Patriots, Rob, are only the second team with a winning record all year that Buffalo's beat. Now, you talk about that a lot, who you beat. I mean, they were 1-5 against teams with winning records.
Did they beat Kansas City at home?
Yeah, that was the other thing. But that was early in the year when Kansas City was a mess.
Okay.
But since then, they had lost the Buccaneers, the Patriots, the Colts, and
they didn't beat the Patriots
and
now.
The Titans.
In New England.
I'm just saying. No,
in New England on a big game.
That was only
really
their second. And then they lost to the Patriots in Buffalo. I mean, I'm just saying, like,
yeah, but
they're
that was
up
a huge
and down.
Game
they lost to the freaking Jaguars. I'm just saying, they're a little high. Them in Tennessee, I don't know. You had some AFC bias today. Keep it locked!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.